everyone, it's Roberta.
And this is Ryan, and this is the Midweek News.
On Art Blog Radio. The Delaware Art Museum. So I'll start here first. If we're plowing right into the news, I'm going to plow right into Delaware. The Delaware Art Museum has a new grant-funded project called, drumroll, Del Art Cinema Presents. They have a grant funding opportunity here to allow them to bring all kinds of filming to, they must have an auditorium in their building. Anyway, they have, and it's in conjunction with their exhibits. So the first programs, film programs, are going to complement their Jazz Age Illustration exhibition. All the classics, Singing in the Rain, The Roaring Twenties, Some Like It Hot. And then for some reason, they threw in this French art house film, The Rules of the Game, which is a great film. But I really was surprised to see that in the mix. And then there's a kids film, The Iron Giant. Then in February, they have Love in the 90s, and they're going to show, it's a celebration of Black History Month, Spike Lee's Crooklyn, the original House Party, a Valentine's weekend screening of Love Jones, and ending the month with Love and Basketball. And the kids are going to see Good Burger. It sounded like a good project, and you know, congratulations, and I hope people show up. I hope it's a success. I don't know who gave them the grant. Oh, I do know. Here it says, supported in part by a grant from the Delaware Division of the Arts. Good on you, state agency, and NEA, the NEA, in partnership with the NEA. So that's great. PA, come on, PA, you can do better than you're doing. Look at what Delaware is doing. Okay, so that's it for Delaware. And then I'm just going to march right into Brooklyn.
Okay.
The Brooklyn Museum, not the Brooklyn Museum, I'm sorry, the Brooklyn Library, Public Library, yay, Public Library, has a show of photographs of James Baldwin. And it's called Turkey Saved My Life, not as in let's eat some turkey, but as in the country, Turkey Saved My Life. I did not realize, I'm not a scholar, of course, but James Baldwin lived in Turkey for quite a number of years. And
I didn't know that.
At a
That's
point where he was very well known in America as a civil rights activist and was sort of vilified all over the place for that. So he lived in Istanbul from 61 to 71. And apparently it was transformative for him. He needed to get out of America. He says America was killing him. So I learned about this. There's a New Yorker article by Doreen St. Felix explaining about this. So thank you, Doreen, for letting me know. But I'm going to make it over to Brooklyn and see this show. He had a friend who was a photographer. The name is Sadak Pake. He did a lot of intimate photos of Baldwin and his friends and Baldwin on the street. There's a lot of street photography. He apparently felt very comfortable there. So I thought that was really a good show to go see. I love James Baldwin's writings. And so I want to go see him in Turkey and learn more about this. Then, of course, the standard is I want to go to the Met Museum, which has the show Siena, The Rise of Painting, 1300 to 1350, rather, 50. And also something called The Flight into Egypt, which I thought was really a nice biblical kind of turn of phrase, but it's Black Artists and Ancient Egypt, 1876 to now. So, you know, Egypt as an inspiration to Black artists. I thought those were both really very good shows to try to see. Hopefully we won't have to elbow our way through. I don't know what the crowds are going to be like, but fingers crossed on that. Finally, the Jewish Museum, which I confess I've never been to, but has a good bunch of programs. They have a show, Philip Guston and Trenton Doyle Hancock. And Trenton Doyle Hancock, who actually, he's a Texas artist. I'm not sure that he lives there anymore, but he went to school at Tyler School of Art in Philadelphia. So he's got a Philadelphia connection, which is neither here nor there, but I just mentioned that. And he's been dealing with Trenton Doyle Hancock for quite a while, apparently. And that makes a lot of sense. And so his paintings show some of the hooded KKK creatures that Gustin is so famous for in his late paintings. And I thought that would be a wonderful show to go see as well.
Yeah, that sounds like a great yeah, show.
Yeah, it'll keep us busy. And we're only there for, if you don't count the travel day, we're only there for 2 days. So it's going to be a lot to pack in. So wish me luck.
That's usually the thing. How do you get it all in?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that sounds like a really good time.
Yeah.
And you're trying to hit Brooklyn as well?
Oh, I'm going to try to go to that show at the library. Yes, if I can, the James Baldwin. It's up till March 30th, I think, so, or 15th. So there is time to go back. Yes, March 15th it closes. It just opened December 12th, so it's brand new. The Met shows, I think, are up for a while also. The Jewish Museum show is up till March 30th, so that too is up a while. We'll see what I can get to.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's it for me. Sorry, Philadelphia. I just didn't do my due diligence. I've been thinking about going to New York, so that's on me. I always love Philadelphia, though. That's my home. That's my heart. So what do you have, Ryan?
Well, this week is obviously a pretty quiet week as far as art events go, but there's plenty of things happening. A lot of those bigger shows are still happening all week, the big holiday events, the big Broadway-type shows. I had mentioned like Stomp last week because that's a pretty interesting show. But there's other, like I had mentioned, also Disney on Ice, and those types of shows are still going on. There are some shows coming up that I'm curious about. One specifically that I wanted to mention was Apple Picking with Eve. The new poem video from We Women series is being put on by the Philadelphia Ethical Society that I thought looked interesting. I've gotten some news about that. There's a couple other shows that are happening for New Year's Eve. That could be a lot of fun as well to take a look at. We have a short list of those on Art Blog Connect for New Year's Eve. Going into New Year's, as far as our openings and events, there's pretty slim pickings for this week, but that obviously makes sense. But there's plenty of events coming up. Just a couple that are closing. There's a couple theatrical shows that are closing this week. So if you are looking for something very specific, there are plenty of things that are closing or have closed. There's still a lot of those fun shows. Like if you enjoy the classics, Hedgerow is doing It's a Wonderful Life. It's a live radio play that they're doing, which I love radio plays. I think they're a lot of fun. Mm. People's Lights does a panto during the holiday season. And so Peter Panto is happening and that's running through the 4th of January. So that looks pretty interesting. My kids went to go see Kiss Me, Kate at Quintessence.
Hmm.
That's been ongoing for about a month, and that closes at the beginning of the year. Their Arden Theater, I haven't seen Peter Pan yet, but Arden puts on amazing shows. And I think I've mentioned that one before, too. So kind of the things that are ongoing, they're all going to start wrapping up here at the beginning of the month, and things are going to switch over. But there are a few shows that look really interesting that I'll mention later, because they're not going to come out until the second or third week of January, that could be of interest to a lot of our listeners and readers. So I'll mention those. I'll save those for next time, since they're currently available on the website. But just to keep them up to date on what's happening, the listings stay current. I'll mention those next week. But those are the big ones. If you're looking for a fun show, quite a few that are still happening. A few of the fun shows that opened late November into December, those are still ongoing. So grab those before they close. And usually they start closing 3rd, 4th, 5th of January and get into the new season. Still some Barrymore recommended theater if you're interested in that as well. Oh, and I heard about...
Also,
yeah.
Sorry.
No.
We should also mention that the museums are open and there's some ongoing shows that are good. If you haven't seen the Micheline Thomas at Barnes Foundation, the Time Is Always Now at the Art Music PMA, very good shows. I'm sure they have all kinds of holiday programming going on. Check out the local art scene. I don't know whether they're doing any openings on First Friday. We're in between, but there is a First Friday this week. The 3rd. Do we think there's any openings on January 3rd?
I kind of think it'll just be open house times. It's kind of a it's kind of a tough week to open something new. There's probably someone doing some new stuff.
Or maybe celebrating First Friday the following would be the second Friday.
They'll probably still have gallery openings, but I imagine there's going to be some. But I imagine the galleries will all be open again as usual, just a different vibe. And that Micheline Thomas show closes in just a couple weeks too. So if you do want to see that, that's open just until the 12th. So you have just a couple weeks left for that.
Good to know.
But what I was going to mention was someone was saying their holiday film of choice this year is Nosferatu, which I thought was really funny. So, and if you want to go see that, that's also happening at the Film Society, has shows of that, amongst other places. A bunch of AMC theaters and landmarks have it, but.
Well, yeah. That goes along with the whole Krampus movement. You know, the Krampus?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know. He's the spirit, the anti-Christmas spirit, I guess. The boogeyman, anti-Saint Nick. And that is celebrated in certain cultures at this time of year. And so Nosferatu is a definite Krampus. So that would be good.
Yeah, there you go. And it has Willem Dafoe as the Nosferatu, which I think he's an interesting character. He'd probably
be
really good.
That must be a new version. Is that?
It is. Yeah, it's the updated. It's a brand new version, which I think is interesting. It came out on December 25th.
Is it Werner Herzog that did the older version that was, I don't even remember. I think it was, but it may not be.
Quite a few.
Mm-hmm. Well, the one I remember seeing is that if it was Werner Herzog, that's the one.
But I know I've seen a few different Nosferatu versions.
Mm-hmm. Right. The story of the vampire, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a vampire story.
So if you haven't seen it, it is a horror-ish film, depending on how you score your horror films. What about, Roberta, I'm curious, 2024, any big highlights or things that surprised you or key takeaways from the year?
Well, apart from what we put in the Libertas, you mean? Everybody should read the Libertas. Those are out.
Libertas.
The biggest shockerino was UART's closing. Abruptly, without any advance notice, leaving students and faculty in the lurch, as in no paychecks, but tuition due. You know, moms and dads are going to write the checks. Yeah, really? That was a heartbreaking and soul-crushing experience, just to know that you're arts institutions are so vulnerable, so ephemeral that they can just vaporize themselves in a week. I think we're still sort of reeling from that, the whole arts community. It sort of took the pulled the plug out of the bathwater, and everything is draining down, and there's, you know, no one's refilling the tub, let's say. It's been a heartbreaking year, 2024. I think it was really a bad year for a lot of people. Unpleasant to watch things dissolve in front of your eyes. There was nothing you could do, literally, in the UART fiasco. Shortly before that, PAFA stopped or announced it was stopping its master's program, MFA, and BFA programs. And that, too, hit like a thunderbolt out of the blue. People did not expect it. And there's, I think, a lot of soul searching going on at PAFA right now and rebuilding, restructuring, which is good. And I mean, we wish them well. But again, it was that instance of your bedrocks of the arts community institutions being just exploded in front of your eyes and you lose confidence. It was a terrible year. What do you think, Ryan? What were some of your, you know, high points, low points of the year?
Well, I saw some really interesting theater. There was a lot of really interesting art that happened this year. I met a lot of interesting people, made a lot of fun connections. I think there's definitely a lot of positives that happened for me this year and a lot of things I was interested in. I already have a growing list of people I want to talk to in 2025. I was excited that some of our big metrics and numbers for the art blog increased, and some of them substantially, like our newsletter following, and we're approaching 300 podcasts on Spotify and Apple. So I think there's a lot of things that are moving positive for me. I'm certainly happy to be done with 24 and move on to something new. Again and again in leadership positions like city government and whatever, I'm still left with giant question marks and quizzical faces left wondering what people are thinking and what they're aiming for. This whole, I'm a believer that it's by design, and I don't quite understand what people are aiming for. So a lot of it for me has been a bit confusing. Like this year was the hottest year on record in Philadelphia and the planet, but also in the city itself. There's no master plan, and we seem to be focused on creating a stadium and fighting for the stadium. That seems to be, it just leaves me with a quizzical face. Like, what are we aiming for, and what are we trying to build for the future? Because a stadium isn't going to fix the real problems. It's just it's not even a stopgap. It's just
it's a passion project of a few people.
It is.
And so, that's unfortunately being foisted upon the rest of us. And it's going to do disastrous things to SEPTA. And I mean, we could go on and on down this negative hole. But I think you're right, Ryan, to spotlight things that gave you joy this year. And I'd like to say the art market that we hosted gave me a lot of joy. Just knowing that the community came out for us and for themselves and for each other and bought each other's art. A lot of what happens when you go to a local art show is that the artists buy up each other's work. That is soul, blessing. It just makes you feel good about the people that live in this city, make art, and support each other. And I want to thank all the artists for putting their work out there this year and having the shows, not only the art market, I'm talking everybody globally in Philly, all the little galleries, all the bigger galleries, all the artists that worked hard and taught the students, and they should be celebrated. They don't get enough celebration. The city needs to step up the celebration of the artists, the individual entrepreneurs, small business owners who don't get support. They have to do it on their own, out of their own pockets. Do they fund their art making? 99.9% of them. That should be celebrated, and that should always be celebrated and hoped for in the future, that 2024 was not soul killing for them so that they're going to close up their studio and say, I just can't do it anymore. That is wrong.
The art market was a very positive thing for me as well. We interviewed a lot of the artists who participated, and it was really fascinating. Their stories about their work and what they're interested in. I find it really hopeful and positive. We have two interns from Penn that have been just wonderful this year, that Anjali and Chi have participated in the art blog and helped us significantly. And we've really enjoyed having them as well. And we look forward to working with them and other artists and come with fun, creative ideas for 2025 for the art blog. And I don't know if we'll do another art market, but it was a lot of fun. It was different. It was interesting.
Yeah. And we're going to get some of those videos up soon, right?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. There's a lot of things forthcoming. Did a lot. There's a lot more to do. There's a lot we covered, and there's a lot more to be covered. So, yeah, I want to go out on a high note and go into 2025 raring to go and excited for the next.
All of that production, not consumption. I'm all for production. If I have a day that goes by and I haven't produced something, I feel bad.
Sure.
I think that's an artist thing. Artists don't. They like to produce. They like to consume too. Everybody does. You like your ice cream. You like your beer and wine. You like to buy sweaters and whatever it is you buy.
Yeah.
But you need to produce something, whatever it is. Makers, creators, they have this impulse to not just sit back and consume. They can consume, but then they also have to produce. And I just love that. And that is something that people should. Oh, God, they should teach that in school. The fact that they don't teach art in school, they're not teaching people to be producers in school. They're teaching them to be pretty much regurgitators of facts and things of that nature. And that's sort of the wrong spirit that we should go forward with. God damn, I think I'm making a I'm preaching here.
Gets a little dark there at the end.
But we'll be back in 2025. It's going to be a big year for Art Blog. We'll see what we can do. And we need your help, and we'll be there for you. So let's stick together in 2025. That's my words to end on. Let's stick together.
Yes, absolutely.
That's it for me too, done preaching.
Yeah, sounds good.
Come back in 2025, everybody. We'll be here.
Yeah, thanks everyone. This is Ryan, and this has been Art Blog's Midweek News, the last one for 2024.
Yep. And Roberto saying bye-bye.
Bye-bye.